Welcome to this podcast about St. Nicholas Chapel and Ikuk in Alaska. The article is produced by Coast View, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. St. Nicholas Chapel is a historic Russian Orthodox church on a bluff overlooking Ikuk Spit and the Somersetnet community of Ikuk, on the eastern shore of Nushagak Bay, about 16 miles south-southwest of Dillingham and 2 miles south-southwest of Clark's Point, Alaska. Ikuk was originally an Eglegmiat Yupik settlement first reported in 1822 by Vasily S. Krumchenko, a Russian naval officer. The Yupik name reputedly means the last village down, referring to its being the southernmost village on Nushagak Bay. Ikuk Spit is a depositional landform of successive beach ridges extending north for 1.5 miles from Ikuk Bluff, enclosing an extensive marsh incised by numerous tidal sloughs. The bluff, 65 to 80 feet high, comprises unconsolidated glacial sediments of the Ikuk Moraine. Accretion continues at the spit's north end, supplied by sediments eroded from the steep bluffs to the south. Wind-driven waves from the west and south and summer vehicle traffic on the beach cause most of the coastal erosion. Ikuk Bluff eroded about 125 feet between 1912 and 1981 and an additional 65 feet from 1981 to 2006, suggesting an annual erosion rate of 2 to 3 feet. During the early 19th century, there were four large and important settlements along Nushagak Bay: Ikuk, Kanakanak, and Nushagak on the east side, and Kanulik on the western shore. The first well-documented contact between these Yupik-speaking people and Europeans took place in 1818, when a party of Russian-American company employees was sent from Kodiak Island to explore the territory north of Bristol Bay. During these explorations, Alexandrovsky Redoubt, the company's first post north of the Alaska Peninsula, was established near the village of Nushagak. The post was used as a base of operations to explore and open the interior regions to the fur trade. In 1822, Krumchenko anchored off the Ikuk Bluff and residents of the village came out to the ship in Baidarki and transferred his crew and equipment by small boat to the trading post. From that time on, Yupik guides from Ikuk were used by most vessels bringing supplies to Alexandrovsky Redoubt, their captains being unwilling to risk running aground on the treacherous tidal flats of the bay. In 1903, the North Alaska Salmon Company opened a cannery on Ikuk Spit, but most Yupik residents of Ikuk had moved to either the Moravian Mission near Nushagak or to other canneries in Nushagak Bay. In 1916, Libby McNeil and Libby purchased the cannery and operated the facility until it was sold to Columbia Ward Fisheries, which became Ward's Cove Packing in the 1980s. In 2002, the Ikuk plant was closed because of the drop in salmon prices. And in 2005, the cannery was purchased by Ikuk Fisheries. Ikuk is now inhabited mainly by seasonal fishing families who set gill nets for midsummer runs of sockeye, early season runs of chinook, and late season runs of coho salmon. The first Russian Orthodox church north of the Alaska Peninsula was established at Alexandrovsky Redoubt in 1841, and missionaries began to penetrate the Nushagak River country. However, they were seldom able to visit the villages in this vast area more than twice a year, and it is likely that the residents of these villages were marginal participants in the newly introduced faith. A Russian Orthodox church was reported in 1890 situated at Ikuk Village on top of Ikuk Bluff, but according to church records, a priest seldom visited the village. Following the Alaska Purchase in 1867, the Russian Orthodox Church continued to send priests into the interior and was the major religious influence in the area as it is today. In 1886, the Moravian Church established a mission and school called Carmel at the village of Kanulik on the western shore of Nushagak Bay, but its influence was never great and the mission was abandoned in 1905. In 1918 or 1919, a new church called Transfiguration of Our Lord Chapel was constructed at Ikuk as a simple rectangle, approximately 21 feet long and 16 feet wide and covered by a low-angle hip roof on property owned by the Russian Orthodox Church. The chamber was subsequently lengthened and is now 34 feet long. The modest structure is registered in the National Register of Historic Places, although were it not for the exterior religious symbols, it might be mistaken for a rural schoolhouse. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.